This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A Bush administration proposal to control mercury from smokestacks is generating controversy. For one thing, it would reduce mercury levels more slowly than a Clinton administration plan would have required. Perhaps more important, the new regulation could affect how mercury is distributed nationwide. Under the Bush proposal, utilities could buy and sell the right to emit the heavy metal. So some plants could purchase the right to pollute rather than clean their emissions. NPR's Richard Harris reports on the effect that could have on human health.
There's a raging scientific debate about where mercury comes down once it goes up a smokestack. Some of it wafts high into the air and travels all around the world. But in the 1980s, researchers in Florida got an inkling that some of it also falls back to Earth nearby. Tom Atkison at the Florida Department of Environmental Conservation said the first clue came from striped bass in the Everglades, which were laden with surprisingly high levels of mercury.
The Everglades is really a pretty remote system, and there's not any direct discharges of pollutants into the Everglades. And so the finding of high levels of mercury was very disconcerting, and it was also quite a puzzle.
Atkison and his colleagues ultimately tracked the source down to mercury in the air, particularly from incinerators that burn trash and medical waste. Emissions from those plants were slashed in the 1990s after Florida instituted tougher regulations.
And what we have seen since then is that mercury in fish and wildlife appears to have peaked in the mid-1990s, and since that time has declined substantially, 60% to 75%. In wading birds and largemouth bass, both common across the Everglades.
That's compelling evidence that the mercury that rained down in the Everglades was from those local sources. For Atkinson, this is an encouraging result.
The experience here shows that if you make reductions of the chemical forms of mercury that tend to deposit locally, you will see the benefits of those reductions in your local area, and you will see the benefits in a reasonable period of time.
This experience would seem to suggest that if utilities don't have to cut back emissions everywhere, some local environments would suffer. But Eric Preslow, who helps run a nationwide mercury sampling network, says the story isn't so simple. Mercury shows up in high concentrations in Wisconsin, for example, even though there aren't power plants nearby. And emissions vary greatly from one power plant to the next, depending upon the design of the plant and the composition of the coal that's burned.
I think one of the problems with the research that's been done in the United States is we haven't done a lot of work to look at deposition patterns around a single source. And I think that's a really, really understudied area that makes it difficult for me to look at a single plant and how much that plant affects the local environment. And unfortunately, it's not going to be addressed before some decisions are made.
Another debate is how clean is clean enough? Mercury is a heavy metal, and there's no question that fetuses exposed to high levels in the womb can suffer brain defects. Fortunately, these days, most exposures for Americans come from just one source, fish like shark, bass, pike, and walleye, predators at the top of the food chain that accumulate mercury. Tom Clarkson at the University of Rochester says very few Americans eat enough of those fish to build up clearly harmful levels of mercury. But there is a dispute about how much of a safety factor there should be in mercury standards.
There is an honest debate about, you know, what levels are involved here and how much fish you should eat. The advice varies a lot from one government agency to another.
Currently, more than 40 states have issued advisories about consuming certain local fish just to be safe. And even with the big improvements in the Everglades, bass there are still on the advisory list. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.